John Wilkes Booth shot President Lincoln in April of 1865. For nearly 2 weeks, there was a manhunt to bring the assassin to justice. Booth was shot and killed, despite orders to take him alive. What happened to the man who shot Booth? His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Boston Corbett was a member of the 16th New York Cavalry, the group of soldiers sent to track down President Lincoln's assassin. On April 26, 1865, the regiment had located Booth, holed up in a barn near Port Royal, Virginia. The barn was set afire to smoke out Booth and take him alive. Corbett spied Booth through a crack in the barn wall.
He wasn't supposed to shoot John Wilkes Booth, but he did, and he thought he would get lots of accolades and maybe a reward.
Susie Haver says Corbett did receive about $1,600 in reward money. After the war, he worked as a hat maker in Boston and later New Jersey. By 1878, he was headed far from his East Coast roots.
He followed the Go West Young Man idea, and he had land here southeast of Concordia and was a fairly eccentric homesteader.
Haver directs visitors to the remains of Corbett's dugout home near Concordia, Kansas. Corbett lived here 5 years, and his actions became increasingly erratic. Once, when he saw children playing baseball on a Sunday, he shot his pistols in the air, warning them against playing games on a holy day.
Of course, he got in a lot of trouble for that. Went to court, and by golly, got those guns out again and started threatening them, and they left him alone.
Today, many historians believe they know why Corbett began to act so strangely.
He was a hatter by profession, and hatters used mercury, which gave you mercury poisoning, and which would indeed make you go a little off.
Before Corbett left the state of Kansas, though, he obtained a job as a doorkeeper at the state capitol in Topeka. That event left an impression on the legislators and eventually led to Corbett vanishing from the state. The incredible story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.